Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzhoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine here on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Coming up on the big show, bye week has arrived for the Mids, probably coming at a perfect time. They got some people that need to heal up, and certainly mentally they're going to want to heal up after a tough loss in Dallas, 31-30 to the Mustangs of SMU in overtime. We'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And we'll also talk about all the news and notes going on around the yard. What a wacky Wednesday night for the Navy women's soccer team. Fell behind quickly 2-0 against American University. And then a weather delay came. The Mids came back to win the contest in overtime by a score of 3-2. All those details and more, plus a big week coming up on the yard in the Olympic sports. We'll tell you about those as well. It's the Navy Sports Magazine with me, Pete Medhurst, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
Peanuts or pretzels?
Hi, I'm craving tapas.
In coach?
Some mixed olives, those tiny meatballs, ooh, and tortilla española.
And so, peanuts or pretzels?
3 times the points on travel makes everyday experiences feel luxurious. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our members are the mission, which is why the flagship credit card gets you 3 times the points on travel and 2 times the points on all other purchases. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, the DoD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Bye week has arrived for the Mids and head coach Ken Niumatalolo. As you and your staff now have an opportunity, and obviously it's basically a quarter of the way through the schedule. You know, is it a good time for a bye and a chance to self-scout yourselves as well as get some guys healthy?
Yes, it's definitely good for both of those. I feel like fortunate they were 2-2, you know what I mean, and tough win versus Memphis, but then we had a tough loss versus SMU, and so you go back and look at those things. Got some guys banged up, so hopefully we can get healthy as we prepare for the first leg of the Commander Chief Trophy. So, you know, the bye comes at a good time. You know, you're kind of down with the loss, especially the way we lost, but you know, hopefully we can get better, in which we have to do, and get some guys healthy.
Is that a good thing though? Because rarely does the schedule afford you a week off going into this particular game. And it is different than what you obviously play against, just like the shoes on the other foot when people play against you. But to ramp guys down from the first 4 games and get their mind back right to what it's going to have to be like against Air Force, that extra time helpful here?
I hope so. I believe it will be. And I'm trying to remember. I think we've had a few in the past. I can't remember how it went. But anything that could be advantageous for us against Air Force will take, you know, the extra time to prepare, the extra time to get healthy, the extra time to game plan. I mean, all of that stuff can only help. And they're still Air Force.
Right.
I mean, you watch them. I mean, it's, we know it's going to be another barn burner. They always are, and they've never been any different.
We often talk about these contests, especially, you know, with Army's program raising their level of play. The games now between the three of you, there really isn't a whole lot of difference. And it, as you've often said, it's one of the few times where it's kind of even Steven in terms of physical play, in terms of speed. Does it look different when you play teams like that?
Yeah, because you see a mirror image of yourself. You know, physically you're very similar. All three of us play really, really hard. We're all disciplined teams. And so, we're all, you know, there's always some similarity. You know, for many years, it was just us and Air Force battling back and forth mm-hmm. for the Commander Chief Trophy. But like you said, you know, Army's much better now. So between the three of us, I mean, we're all very, very similar. We all recruit similar kids. We all do similar things, you know, on offense and defense. You know, our philosophies are very similar in option football, you know, odd front, you know, hard-nosed teams. And so you kind of see your image, you know, your mirror image when you look in the mirror and see those guys, other guys play.
When you guys have knocked off Notre Dame, Army, of course, last week, toe-to-toe with Oklahoma, Air Force has had terrific wins in the past. At any point, do you think the service academies will ever get their due credit for, you know, you guys show up and try to win the game just like everybody else, and there always seems to be a surprise from folks when you play a team, in this case a Power 5 team, either close or beating them as you all have in the past?
I don't know. I mean, because it's – I mean, every year it comes back, we'll be ranked the same place. I mean, I don't know if it ever helps. They always see us as a service academy, but I think that helps us. I think all of us have a chip on our shoulders. We know we have, you know, programs that have been successful, and we just, you know, just kept press forward. You can't worry about what people think or what they say. You just got to, you know, continue to try to improve your program.
As you guys have done a self-scout and you look back at the first four games, let's talk about some of the bright spots. Did you feel you would get this kind of production from C.J. Williams as fast as you have?
We kind of hope so. I mean, I wouldn't say no. But, he showed a lot of things in spring, showed a lot of things in camp, and he's played really well for us, and hopefully he can continue to get better. He's a young guy that's, you know, got some football savvy to him, very, very similar to Bug, you know what I mean, and just DeAndre Sanders and the way he played. And so just a smart, really good football player.
The evolution of Michael Cooper continues. He really, you could see game to game, him just continuing to make more strides, get a little bit more comfortable. Obviously, you know, sometimes the toughest catch is when you are wide open standing out there all by yourself, and came up with a big play for you the other day. Thoughts on the progress he's made through four games?
Well, he's also blocked really well, and we've been pleased with him. Just with all the little nuances and adjustments in blocking and our blocking schemes, he's done as well as anybody. You know what I mean? And those are things that you can kind of tell that a guy has good football sense and good game savvy, because he's able to make those adjustments with Coach Rokitis, you know, being in the box. But it shows you he's got good football IQ, you know, on his head.
Defensively, you know, you guys have asked a lot of Jacob Springer so far this year. You lost two of your reserve linebackers, which elevated, you know, two more guys up. And the defensive line's probably played a little bit deeper than maybe even you thought through four games. Thoughts on what the defense has given you through four games this year?
You know, I thought they, you know, obviously did not start off very well, you know what I mean, against Hawaii. But after that, I think our defense has played really well. You know what I mean? I've been pleased with the way they've played. You know, played really well against a Memphis team. You just keep looking at their scores and like, holy smokes, how do we hold those guys to, you know, 21 points or whatever? And so very pleased with them. And I thought we played, you know, for the most part, I thought we played well last week. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wish we could have finished, you know what I mean, and sealed the deal at the end. But I've been pleased. I thought from the first game of being embarrassed, I think our whole program was embarrassed. And they came back, you know, defensively, and I've been really pleased, and hopefully we continue to get better.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk Falcons next week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo coming up. We'll talk offense with Ivan Jasper and just get a state of where Navy is with quarterback Malcolm Perry, who left the game against SMU with a concussion. Where the Mids have to improve during this bye week, before taking on the Falcons of Air Force out in Colorado Springs. It's the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with a bye week. Chance for the staff to look deep inside this Navy football team with Ivan Jasper through four games. Just a general overview of what you've seen. I mean, there are teams with expectations.
Right.
You all have probably not met the expectations you have, yet you sit at 2-2 and still in a decent spot to accomplish all of the goals this football team has.
Well, no, first, I mean, I was to get myself. But again, we're not going to panic. Again, we're 2-2 right now. We're not playing consistent football. We're not playing our best football on offense. And we can fix that. Again, we have to look at what we're doing. We're going to sit back as a staff this week and just go over everything that we're doing, self-evaluate ourselves, self-scout ourselves, break ourselves down, and look at everything that we're doing. And just make sure that we're doing what our kids can do. Because, again, it comes down to putting our kids in a position to be successful. And I think, you know, overlooking everything, not doing the best job of it. And again, it begins with me. We're not pointing fingers at anybody. I mean, this is our entire program, coaches and players. We have to coach better. We have to play better. So again, we'll just go to the drawing board and keep grinding.
I was going to say, sir, obviously every year, whoever wears the uniform, in some ways they're victims of previous success. It's like that with all kinds of successful programs. But are there times where you just have to look at it and maybe sometimes simplify things a little bit so that taste of success grows and the confidence grows along with it?
Exactly. The SMU game, I mean, we've didn't play as well as we should have. And for me, looking back at it, could do some things different, could have simplified some more things and just been basic. I think I put Malcolm in a tough position there when he got banged up and he came back in. We got in the gun and kind of did some things that he wasn't ready for. You know, so again, I had to put Malcolm in a position to help him be successful. So, it always starts with my mindset. Where am I at? And again, I just don't think I did a great job last game, you know, helping him. Mm-hmm. So again, look at myself. Look at what we're doing on offense. I mean, are we doing, you know, the basics and being really good at the basics? You know, so and that's where we're at. We got a week off. A week to get better. Obviously, have a big game coming up. Had a few injuries here and there, and obviously this week came at a great time. We just got to get healed up and get ready to go.
You guys don't necessarily always get that lucky break of having a week off before facing Air Force. Yes. How much does that help put the taste of previous games behind you, get people well, and maybe get a fresh outlook as you all start preparing for that game?
Well, I mean, it definitely helps. Obviously, you know, going into the week, the off week with the W would have been great. But, you know, injury-wise, obviously, it's perfect timing. Zach's banged up, Malcolm's banged up. Guys were key to our offense, some other injuries with some linemen. So it came at a great time. But again, yes, it does give you time just to put it behind you. But also to go back and look at those, our first four games, and see what we're doing, see where we're making mistakes at, so we can fix them. But again, it's a great time to heal up, but also just for self-evaluation, as a coach, as a play caller, also as a football team and a program.
Talk bright spots. Did you think C.J. Williams would be able to contribute this much so soon?
Well, we knew he was a good football player, and I think I was asked that question early on this year about which guys might be, surprises this year. I don't think I mentioned T.J.'s name, but he's definitely been a great surprise for us. I mean, he just plays really good football. He's a real smart football player, and he's consistent. When the ball's in his hand, he makes plays. He makes the first guy miss. When the ball's in his area, he'll catch it. He's playing good football for us. Now we just got to transfer that to everyone on the offense because, again, it's not the quarterback, it's not the O-line, it's not the receivers. It's a group, it's a unit and coaches, So, again, we got to get it fixed.
Taylor Jackson and Zach Abey have at least walked into college football stadiums and been in those environments, but you've had some freshmen that had never done that before. You all have counted on. Michael gets his first touchdown grab of the season. Thoughts on what those guys have contributed, considering they're being asked to do something that they've probably never been asked to do before, especially with the blocking scheme and then your pass receiver in a secondary portion of the offense.
We talked about that as a staff, just as far as looking at the board and seeing which guys up there that have been in a lot of games, that have been under the lights. And in some key spots, we have guys who are new to it. And again, and that'll be key, obviously, next week, and keeping things simple. But we have guys who haven't played much. Again, it comes back to keeping things simple. But again, some guys are stepping up. Mike Cooper's done a really, really good job. He's growing up really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Growing really fast. Again, along with CJ. Again, we still have guys who are still, you know, deer in the headlights. I'm making a few mistakes here. But again, it just goes back to look at who we are as a football team, you know, who are our top guys, and what can we do to help those guys not make those mistakes. What are we doing? Are we doing too much? So, again, it's a lot of looking at myself and staff-wise, see what we're doing, and we got to help these kids be successful, and that's our number one job.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck next week.
Anyway, I appreciate my man. Thank you.
If anybody's going to get the offense back on track and find a way to make sure everybody's doing what they can to play good football, Ivan Jasper is going to find a way to do it for the Mids. And you heard him talk about it. Maybe it's just a case of simplifying some things going forward here. Obviously, health, the top concern as they head into Air Force, with Malcolm Perry leaving that game with a concussion. Coming up, we'll talk defense. They've been a real pleasant surprise since the contest with Hawaii. They've improved leaps and bounds. Dale Pearson will talk defense and get the analysis of their first four games when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA. I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers, and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
States, 13 institutions, some of the nation's largest markets, over 360,000 students, 2.6 million alumni, and 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the America.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with a bye week getting set for the Falcons of Air Force with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. As you and the defensive staff evaluate through four games, your overall impression of what your team has given you through four games this year so far?
I think they're trying to play hard. You know, we had some young ones that are growing up fast. I saw a lot of improvement this last game out of a lot of the guys who hadn't played a lot. You know, a lot of kids are getting... different players are getting reps. You know, we just have to keep going in the right direction. I think we're moving in the right direction, but we got to keep going and get there a little faster.
I know attrition is part of it, but the fact that you have played a lot of bodies through four games right now, does that help in the evaluation as you try to shape how you all put together that depth chart right now as you get set to go to Air Force?
Yeah, because you're moving tags around with knowledge. You know, I mean, I know how most of the corners are going to play. We know how most of the linebackers are going to play. We know the D-line, most of those guys that travel, you know, how they're going to play. So it makes it a little easier to know what situations you can depend on a kid in, when you might want to use somebody that you didn't know earlier in the year.
I know other teams probably say the same thing about playing Navy. The fact that you all have a bye week here that gives you, you know, a little under 2 weeks to prepare for what Air Force does, because it is primarily different than anything you'll see the rest of the year. Shoes on the other foot, does that help you all having the extra time to formulate a game plan here?
Yeah, I think it always helps if you have 2 weeks. And the other factor is just where we are physically. You know, we've had some physical games. We've got, you know, Air Force and Temple and Cincinnati and some other physical games coming. So the rest comes at a pretty good time.
The fact that you've been able to play a lot of young players, you know, as we've talked about before, you see them in practice, you see how they run around the field, you see how they take direction when, you know, they're going up against a scout team or something like that. Now that you've seen a lot of those young guys who have played for the first time, impressed with what you've seen from them, and maybe surprised a little bit that some of them have really given you some quality play.
Yeah, I think we've got some good athletes. You know, you never know how they're going to react till they're under the lights, but you know, most of them have reacted the way you would hope they would. Now it's just a matter of continued experience, and you know, the more they play, the better they'll get.
Do you expect to be able to play as many defensive linemen as you have? Because some of those guys, in many cases, did not have any snaps for the most part coming into this year behind your top guys.
Yeah, I think Tony and Sione are done. They've done a really nice job of working guys in almost seamlessly. You know, I haven't even noticed as I call the game, you know, oh, wow, I better not call that. You know, we've got a young guy in there. So they've done a nice job of seamlessly putting those guys in situations, and most of them are in situations where they have a chance to be successful.
Secondary play in the sport of football now, the rules are so stacked against guys in the secondary. You've played a lot of guys, played a lot of young guys. What have you seen from them? A lot of them have put in some man-covered situations against some very good receivers and acquitted themselves so far fairly well, at least on the surface. What have you seen?
Yeah, I think, you know, each year we get a little bit more athletic. You know, this is kind of the second year that we've played man and practiced man. So they've had the benefit of, you know, actually doing it in practice, where in the past we really didn't practice man almost 0%. So, you know, I think they've shown themselves to be pretty good athletes. Again, the secondary, you'd like a bunch of seniors playing back there,
yeah, but sure.
that doesn't always happen. So the more experience they get, the more confidence they'll get, and the better they'll get. And they're going to get experience against some really, really good receivers.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Finally, happy with the leadership you've gotten from Sean in the back there as your captain on that defense?
Yeah, no doubt. He's been done a tremendous job. He, you know, he's very upbeat. Even the Lehigh game where he wasn't playing was – you know, he was on the sideline helping out the guys that were playing. I think he's been tremendous.
All right, appreciate the time. Talk Air Force next week.
Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. Mid's going to get set for the other option attack as the service academies certainly run the ball. Air Force, though, last year passed the ball with great success in Annapolis and trying to come back in that game. And at one point took the lead late. Mids will certainly be ready for all aspects of it coming up in Colorado Springs. When we return, the dramatic Wednesday night win for Navy women's soccer and more. All that coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. The Navy women's soccer team, with a weather delay after trailing 2-0 early in the contest against American, the Mids turned it on coming out of the weather break in overtime. Victoria Tran, the freshman, local product out of Clarksville, getting the goal for the Mids that sent them to a 3-2 victory over American. It made Navy 3-0 now in the Patriot League. Eleanor Pratt had two shots on goal and scored on both for the midshipmen in the contest that improved their record to 6-3-3 overall. For Navy, their next contest comes up this weekend when they'll take on the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh on Saturday at 6 o'clock on the road in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, around the yard coming up Friday night, Navy volleyball is home as they will take on Loyola. You can catch that action on the Patriot League Network at 7 o'clock on Friday night. The Navy sprint football team takes on Mansfield. That game at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Water polo will be home to LaSalle at 7 o'clock as well. On Saturday, we'll have live water polo action for you as the Mids take on number 15 Bucknell, 7 o'clock Saturday night from Lejeune Hall on the Patriot League Network. Men's soccer also will be at home at the Glenwater Soccer Facility against Loyola at 7 o'clock, and Navy water polo on the road during the day at Johns Hopkins for a 10 o'clock matchup with the Blue Jays. Over the weekend as well, Army-Navy golf, all that action coming up this weekend at Army at West Point. Action on Saturday morning gets underway at 8:30. The women are on the road at the Princeton Invitational. That's what's happening. Coming up, we will have football next week as the Mids get set for Air Force. The luncheon series returns on Tuesday, $25. You can sit down with Coach Ken Niumatalolo, ask questions, and listen to the Q&A that we will have throughout the day, and get an outstanding lunch as well on Tuesday at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in the Admiral Lawrence End Room. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance. We'll join you next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about. And by USAA, we know what it means to serve. We'll be right back.